Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cisco and Mobility AR Speaker Series. My name is George. I will be your coordinator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. We will be facilitating a question-and-answer session towards the end of this conference. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please press star followed by zero, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the presentation over to your host for today's call, Ms. Nikki Hall, Cisco Analysis Relations Manager. Please proceed.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Nikki Hall in the Cisco's Analyst Relations Department. And first, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for taking the time today to join our speaker series on Cisco Mobility. So in today's teleconference, Chris Kosup, Senior Manager Mobility Solutions, he's prepared to share Cisco's mobility vision and market strategy. In addition, you'll hear about a new exciting announcement, Cisco Motion, and the recently announced Cisco Mobility Services Engine, which is a newly opened mobility platform that brings the Cisco mobility strategy and vision to life. After the presentation, we'll have a question and answer period. The operator will poll the participants on the phone lines for any questions you may have. We'll also use this time to address questions that we received in advance of the call. Unfortunately, some analysts couldn't join us. Please note that we'll be sending out a short survey to all participants following the call, and I'd like to thank you in advance for providing your candid feedback. So like I said, today's presenter is Chris Kosup. Chris is, for those of you who don't know him, he's a senior manager within Cisco's Mobility Solutions team. He's responsible for market development and strategy for Cisco's portfolio of enterprise wireless networking products and solutions. He has a specific focus on articulating the business case for how unified wireless approach to enterprise-wide mobility can improve business profitability, increase productivity, and lead to sustainable competitive advantage. He's responsible for strategy and marketing of next-generation wireless technologies and has a deep knowledge in the IEEE, the 802.11n, all the different standards, enterprise wireless mesh, and secure wireless solutions. Additionally, Chris is responsible for helping to ensure the success of Cisco's wireless team within the vertical markets through relevant collateral, including ROI and TCO models and business cases. Prior to joining Cisco in 2006, Chris was an analyst, like yourself, with the Meta Group, where he served as a program director for infrastructure strategies with a particular focus on enterprise communications. He has a BA from Ohio University and a Master's of Business Administration from the Instituto de Empresa in Madrid, Spain. So with that, I would like to turn the call over to Chris. Chris?
Great. Thanks, Nikki, and thanks for the extensive introduction. I certainly appreciate that. And good morning to everyone on the call. Again, as Nikki iterated, thanks, as always, for spending time with us. I think it's always a great opportunity for Cisco to be able to share our vision, share our strategy with our key stakeholders out in the industry. So, again, we certainly appreciate the time that you're taking with us this morning. My goal for today and the objective, I think, of today's call is really to spend some time talking about Cisco's broader mobility strategy and our vision for mobility, and really take some time then to dive a little bit more deeply into a specific area. Some of you have certainly seen this already and heard some of the coverage in the media. Some of you, this may be the first time that you're getting a chance to hear Cisco's story here. But I really spend some time in terms of talking about how Cisco views the evolution of mobility within the context of the business. So, I will refer to the slides as we go through the discussion today, and certainly we will take questions at the end of the discussion. Again, the agenda for today, slide two here, we'll start by just taking a quick look at where Cisco stands today with respect to mobility and what our view is in terms of how Cisco can really address the broader business mobility market and ultimately then close with some of the new announcements that we've made actually last week and get into the details of Cisco Motion. On slide three, mobility in terms of a definition, I think, the definition will vary greatly depending on who you speak with. And certainly, all of you, I'm sure, have your various definitions of mobility. I have no doubt that most of those are fairly similar in nature. As we talk to customers and are out there engaging with our key customers and key stakeholders, oftentimes what we find is when we bring up mobility, the first thing that comes to mind is really the device. And certainly Cisco's view is that the device is an important part of a broader mobile infrastructure, a broader mobile experience, and certainly a necessary component to the mobile experience. But it's not just about the device. And in fact, we're seeing here that typically, again, when folks think of mobility, they think of the device, and then they tend to think of voice. And we're certainly seeing an increase in the amount of data that is driving mobility demands within our customers. Certainly, a mobile email is a great example and has become fairly pervasive and ubiquitous within our customers' environments. But this concept of evolving from the personal space and really looking at also then the workspace, the mobile workspace, really starts to paint this picture between consumer and business. And of course, Cisco's focus here really spans both of these environments, looking at how we can work with service provider partners, carrier partners, to enable a rich set of infrastructure intelligence that allows those partners to deliver consumer-oriented services, and of course there's no difference here in the sense of allowing those to be mobile services, but also here increasingly expanding our footprint into the business space as it relates to mobility, and really kind of trying to educate our customers in terms of the fact that mobility is not just about what is provisioned from a carrier in the sense of a phone or an on-demand experience, but increasingly is also about how they themselves can provision what we're calling the mobile workspace within that environment. So certainly, obviously, looking at the combination of device, application, network, and how they can ultimately pull all of that together. And, you know, we certainly see a lot of trends in the industry, obviously globalization here driving a lot of the need for mobility. Green initiatives, of course, as it relates to allowing employees to be more effective and flexible in their working patterns. Obviously driving here the consumption for mobility as well, and new business models as it relates to new opportunities to engage with customers, engage with suppliers and partners, all of these driving the trends here that we see within the broader mobility market. Slide four, you know, our fearless leader here, John Chambers, you know, I think it's always phenomenal, certainly in a company as large as Cisco, where you have complete alignment from very senior level executives all the way down through the organization in terms of the focus on building a mobility practice, on really driving Cisco as an innovator in mobility solutions. And, you know, I think at our recent strategic leadership offsite, which happened 2 weeks ago, one of the key initiatives for the company, and it has actually been the case for a couple years now, continues to be mobility. And of course, this is fantastic in the sense that, you know, obviously it tends to align resources, and I think what you can expect to see from Cisco based on, obviously, John Chambers on downwards approach to really focusing on mobility is significant innovations coming from us over the course of the next several years in establishing really Cisco as a robust mobility player within the market. On slide five, you know, the opportunity for Cisco within the broader mobility market is certainly one that we recognize as being a significant one. You know, a $13 billion market by 2010. And I think the clear message for us here is that this isn't really an opportunity that is aligned with any single technology. And in terms of our approach, in terms of how we can realize this opportunity, is really more about how can we integrate across technology, across platform, really to allow us to be most effective at capturing, you know, the Cisco opportunity here within the broader mobility context. So certainly wireless infrastructure obviously is a key component of this, but unified communications, clearly an integral part of a broader mobile strategy for business. But looking at how we can work with third parties as well around devices and ensuring that we have a platform that is well integrated with a Cisco infrastructure that allows for the delivery of specific applications, whether those applications be Cisco apps or third-party apps. And also, of course, working through service providers to deliver broadband wireless solutions. Clearly, our acquisition of Nvini allows us to move aggressively in this direction. And of course, looking at a hosted model as well in terms of exploring the opportunities that we have with our carrier providers and carrier service provider partners to allow them and enable them, in fact, to deliver services back to their own customers as well. Now, slide 6 captures, I think, some of the momentum that we've had so far in this market, and I view this really as a stepping stone, or at least a launch pad, if you will, a beachhead in terms of really where we're taking this market over the longer term. Obviously, a leader both in wireless LAN solutions, a leader in unified communications solutions. You know, Cisco has hit some pretty extensive key milestones over the recent months, a shipment of our 5 millionth access point, certainly signaling here, I think, the evolution of the wireless market and really cementing wireless as a key technology that our customers are deploying, are adopting, and moving this really from early stage adopters to really mainstream technology deployments within our customers. And I think this is a trend that you'll see as we go through this presentation, the idea that with wireless as an enabler to the mobile experience really becoming a solidified and a robust solution set within our customer environment, what our customers ultimately now can do with that infrastructure is really what starts to become interesting, and I think really where a lot of the exciting activities you're going to start to see from this market. Now, slide 7 paints a picture here in terms of our view of how we are addressing mobility in a cross-segment fashion. And by cross-segment, I'm really referring here to business environments and then, of course, consumer and service provider environments, whereby, of course, the consumer tends to be the user, if you will, of services enabled by a carrier, by a service provider. We call this typically on-premise and on-demand. So the concept, of course, of on-premise services being those which are provisioned by enterprise IT and are managed by enterprise IT. And, of course, on-demand being those that are consumed by, of course, the consumer, and, again, provisioned by more of a service provider entity. Ultimately, our view here, though, is consistent really across both both segments in the sense that Cisco views its role as really building a foundational network platform with intelligence. Obviously, we view IP as the central glue that unites these networks. But then the key focus for us is how can we deliver consistent intelligence from the network that allow either in an on-premise experience or in an on-demand experience our partners and our customers to really deliver applications that ultimately then drive benefit and value to the consumer of those applications. So those apps may be applications that are delivered by Cisco, and I think explicitly here of our unified communications portfolio of applications. They may be applications that we work with third parties to develop, and that's actually a key component of our announcement around Cisco Motion is how can we work with third-party application developers really to leverage the power of the network to ultimately deliver tangible business solutions for our customers. Or, in many cases, we may also work directly with our customers to take advantage of our applications delivered over the network. You know, I can think of a number of large retailers, for example, large financial institutions that have fairly significant application and software development teams that, you know, are very interested in leveraging intelligence from the network to really then deliver that end-user mobile experience. And ultimately, of course, even though this chart doesn't depict it this way, the center of this experience is really the user and the way in which users can access applications, can increase their access to information. And we really view this in many respects as the access to the right information at the right time, ultimately to allow certainly employees to be productive, but also as part of that in terms of how can we bring additional assets and awareness across the business to really bridge in multiple elements of the network into a common IP framework. Now on slide 8, you know, our go-to-market here, I'm not going to spend time going through each of these partners, but you know, I think the key message is that Cisco's view is you know, that we need to partner and be effective partners within the broader mobility context really to succeed in our go-to-market activities. Of course, we have a fairly significant vertical focus, and I think we realize and have for some time that our go-to-market for mobility solutions is highly vertically oriented. And that's really just from a fact that, of course, when you get into mobile solutions and you start to look at mobile applications, they're going to affect different industries in different ways. So too does our go-to-market and route to revenue, if you will, need to be highly aligned with these industry segments as well. Of course, pulling together the broader ecosystem of partners across various technology areas, looking at applications, security management, devices, infrastructure, of course, is where Cisco really has a very strong play, but also from a systems integrator and a partner perspective, working with key partners like HP, IBM, also Cisco's own services organization in terms of how can we pull these components together and deliver that consistent mobile experience across enterprise, across wireline, as well as across mobile network environments. The milestones here, I think, most of you on the line here will be fairly familiar with the milestones because you tend to track Cisco on an ongoing basis. Some key highlights, Nvini Networks, clearly signaling our entry point into the broadband wireless arena and really completing the portfolio of broadband wireless solutions that Cisco already had. Cisco Motion, a great point of innovation for us, mobility services engine. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Clearly, we continue to make significant investments in the technologies that we view as a requisite for enabling that mobile experience. And this is really across public and private environments, WiMAX to Wi-Fi, but increasingly also entering into new areas, RFID, and building on existing areas such as mesh. Again, partners, I can't stress enough our viewpoint here, working very closely with folks like Nokia, with companies like Apple. The iPhone has, I think, really transformed the way in which a lot of our customers view mobility, and clearly providing a seamless connection experience into the network, ensuring that connection and that experience is enterprise class from a security and management perspective. Is a key focus that we have as it relates to device partners and really making sure the device is a key component of the mobile experience. Now, broadband wireless for Cisco is, on slide 10, an emerging area for us. This is, of course, been really, I think, pushed into the forefront of our strategy given the acquisition of Nvini. And I think the key message here is that really Cisco delivers the end-to-end solution unlike really any other providers are able to, in the sense that we obviously have, through our Linksys division, looking at very much business and consumer-focused endpoints for subscriber management capabilities, as well, of course, as the WiMAX infrastructure itself through again, the acquisition of Nvini, looking at our existing portfolio of Wi-Fi mesh solutions, but then taking that back into the carrier infrastructure through obviously carrier Ethernet, service exchange capabilities that we have, and really building here an end-to-end solution that allows very much our service provider partners to have a turnkey approach to how they can integrate and deliver then broadband wireless solutions to the market. Now, Cisco's approach here on slide 11, of course, for broadband wireless is really part of our broader strategy as it relates to IP next generation networks. And certainly this is something for those of you that follow us on the carrier side you'll be very familiar with. Obviously, the key here for us is really how can we deliver services within the network, again, a consistent theme, to enable our service provider partners to really take advantage of the breadth of the intelligence of the network to deliver the applications and solutions that allow them to be successful. Now, the broadband wireless portfolio, of course, with our on slide 12, with our combination of WiMAX technologies here, Wi-Fi mesh technologies, but also bringing Ethernet technologies as well. Really our view is that, the comprehensive portfolio here is really what differentiates Cisco in this market and certainly is going to position us well, especially in emerging markets where a lot of our focus for WiMAX Solutions is today. But increasingly, as WiMAX does become more expansive across both theaters and different regions, obviously Cisco is well positioned to provide, again, an end-to-end solution in this area. Now, transitioning to the next slide, this is, of course, for I think many of you, perhaps the key reason that you're joining us today, because you may have heard some buzz around a new initiative that Cisco recently launched last week, Cisco Motion. Really for us, Cisco Motion represents a continuation of a strategy that was launched and articulated a year ago. Some of you may remember a year ago, actually at Interop in Las Vegas, Cisco announced its broader vision for business mobility, and really our vision being around insight, collaboration, and awareness, the ideas of how we can connect people with other people, places, and things to be more effective in doing their job, and ultimately, how can we enable mobility solutions to allow those employees, to allow those professionals to really be more effective at performing their role, performing their job, but also allowing business to be more agile and more competitive. And at the time of the launch a year ago, when we unveiled this this business mobility strategy to the market, we were really focused very much on the application, the solution, and articulating that this was, in our mind, the definition of true mobility from a business perspective. Cisco Motion is a continuation of that and really an expansion of that strategy and looking now at, okay, we outlaid this idea around business mobility, but how can we actually provide a toolkit and the foundational set of products, of architectures, of methodologies that allow our customers to really take advantage and implement this type of solution. So taking from, in some respects, the visionary and moving towards now a practical approach to how IT can actually move forward and build an architecture that's designed from scratch, really, in some respects, to actually enable mobile applications and enable a consistent, ubiquitous mobile experience. So Cisco Motion for us certainly solves many of the pain points that we hear from our customers in terms of how they are managing disparate devices, how they are unifying networks, how they can facilitate collaboration, and really how they can now develop applications and seek to take advantage of the breadth of the intelligence within the network to deliver a broad-based portfolio of mobile applications. Slide 14 takes a look at how we try to articulate this, and certainly I think many of you have worked with Cisco long enough to know that I'd be remiss if I wasn't able to get an architecture diagram in here at some point. But the key message here is really that customers today are dealing with siloed networks in the sense that they have multiple different types of network transport environments. They have multiple different ways in which they deliver applications and services across each of those disparate networks. The goal of Cisco Motion and the goal of a mobility services architecture is really how can we unify these networks into a common framework and allow for consistent delivery of services across all of these networks, and also, by the way, sourcing intelligence on an ongoing basis from these networks and making that intelligence then available through an open API northbound to application developers that then can write applications that more effectively leverage the intelligence from the network. Now, what's new here is really the introduction of a services layer, what we're calling here the mobility services layer, and Cisco is introducing a new platform called the Mobility Services Engine that effectively allows us to separate the control and data planes from the services and application planes. And the reason that's important is because when you look to deliver broader services across a mobile network, no longer just a Wi-Fi network or an Ethernet network, but a mobile network where we're combining multiple network elements, multiple network transports, really we need a separation, if you will, or an abstraction of that service enablement platform, the service delivery platform, into the network. It doesn't make sense here to deliver services directly into a controller because the controller, quite frankly, is limited in some respects to one network being Wi-Fi or Increasingly, as controllers scale throughout an enterprise, it does become difficult to say, okay, at which point am I delivering services into which platform? How am I managing and provisioning services across a breadth of controllers? And moreover, how do I make that open to the point where I'm comfortable from a security perspective allowing third parties to access the intelligence from that platform? So clearly, an abstraction here of the mobility services layer into its own entity allows us really to deliver services across a broader variety of networks, making those available in an open fashion to application development partners. Now, the mobility services engine on slide 15 is, of course, the new platform that we have announced here. The idea behind the mobility services engine is that this is I think of it in many respects as an open canvas. Our customers have the flexibility to deploy multiple different types of software services as part of this platform, really enabling them broader flexibility to achieve the desired effect or to take advantage of specific applications that they're looking to deploy within the network. Now, on slide 16, what are these applications? And clearly, this is where the true value for our customers lies, is in the software elements that we are enabling within this platform. Now, the four that you see on this slide are what we are launching here, or what we have launched in this initial framework. But I think what you can expect to see from Cisco over really the future years is a continued evolution, a continued development cycle around new software components that will be deployed and leverage this evolution of this architecture. Certainly context-aware, adaptive wireless IPS, secure client manager, mobile intelligent roaming really allow us to, in many respects, articulate the value, the vision here of this platform and showcase the value for customers. And I think that this is really, an instantiation in some respects of Cisco's strategy around how to deliver applications, how to deliver software as a service, and is a key fulfillment of our services-oriented network architecture strategy, or our SONA strategy. Intelligence from the network, using the network as the platform, and opening that up in a way so that our partners can benefit from this service intelligence. Now, I'm going to take a few moments here to walk through briefly each of the four services that we're announcing, with the focus really on trying to give you some use cases and greater information in terms of how these services would be used in an enterprise environment. So the first here is context-aware. And context-aware really refers to the idea of being able to take contextual information from the network, information such as location, presence, telemetry type of metrics like pressure, vibration, temperature, motion, context being things like time of day as well. And how can we make contextual information available to the application to allow then for some increase in performance or optimization of experience based on that information? And so what we see here, for example, is let's take in a retail environment where you maybe have goods that are moving through a supply chain that are perishable, and we need to ensure that those perishable goods aren't exposed to temperatures beyond a specific threshold over the course of that supply chain. And I think here being able to use sensing technologies through then RFID technologies, allowing that to be communicated to the network, ultimately allows the retailer then to develop apps or write apps through their partners to affect some type of business logic in the case of some goods having been exposed over longer periods of time to temperatures higher than the threshold allowed. Another example here, an example of a partnership we have today with a company called AirTrack, whereby in hospital environments, the ability for nurses to go to a telephone, dial a number, and through speech recognition, request the location of an asset that either be it a wheelchair or an infusion pump, a heart monitor, that may be connected into the network, and through context-aware and then speech-to-text and voice recognition capabilities, allowing the system to actually determine the location of that asset within the environment and verbally then the system feeding that information back to the healthcare professional. A great example of the integration of technology, voice, context solutions and working with third parties to really deliver an application that has significant benefit and value to that line of business. Now, slide 19 here, Adaptive Wireless IPS Solution Overview. This is the second software component that we have launched. And Adaptive Wireless IPS is really about how can we improve the visibility and security for threat detection across the network. And I like to characterize this as really for those of you that are familiar with existing air defense, airtight solutions, as really the best of both worlds between an integrated solution and an overlay solution. What's new here from Cisco is features and services delivered as part of the mobility services engine that now exceed those competitive features, certainly that we have with our closest competitors here as it relates to threat detection capabilities. So a 6x increase in signatures and threat detection capabilities that we have. But also then, so getting the flexibility in some respects of an overlay solution in terms of feature velocity, but then leveraging the existing infrastructure from an integrated perspective, using existing access points, using the existing management console, Cisco WCS, really to deliver a common, consistent experience and broad-based visibility into threat detections that are happening in the wireless network, in the wired network, as well as in emerging RF networks, looking at Bluetooth environments, cordless phones, microwave ovens, of course bringing in our intelligence there from the Cognio acquisition that we made almost a year ago. Now slide 21, Secure Client Manager, is really kind of helping us address this pain point that our customers have in terms of how to manage and provision the breadth of mobile devices that are coming into the network. And Cisco's approach here, again, through a software solution that is deployed as part of the mobility services engine, is to centralize the provisioning, the troubleshooting, the management of mobile devices connecting into the network. And when you think about it, no one else is in as good a position as Cisco is in terms of understanding the connection state of the device as it comes into to the network. And we can do that across wireless networks, across wired networks, and you'll see us expand that over time. But the idea here that Cisco has a variety of footprints on the mobile device, whether it be through our Secure Services Client, also working through the integration now that we support within Secure Services Client and our VPN solution, moving progressively to this nirvana of the unified client initiative that we have internally. But the idea being that we also recognize that we won't necessarily always have a footprint on each individual device. And so it's very important for us to work with third-party device management solutions to deliver through an open API intelligence from the network that prescribes information about the connection status of the device, allowing then for our customers to have a complete, common, consistent way to do device management by looking not only at, of course, the application layer of a device management solution, but also at the network connection layer. And we provide that information, again, to third parties through the open API as part of the mobility services engine. Now, the fourth and final software that we have launched as part of this announcement, although, again, stay tuned for additional software elements over the coming months and years, is mobile intelligent roaming. And mobile intelligent roaming really refers to how can we source intelligence from the network, intelligence like network health, location of the device, network load, interference levels, motion or movement within a facility. How can we deliver that level of intelligence to third parties to allow them to more effectively broker and handle a handoff of a device as it roams from Wi-Fi to cellular? And certainly we call out here Wi-Fi to cellular, but of course over time you'll see Cisco expand this into Wi-Fi WiMAX as an example, or wired to Wi-Fi. Obviously roaming and handoff occurs across multiple different networks, and our vision and our strategy is really to enable that across a variety of different network elements. And again, to provide the intelligence from the network and work with third-party partners really to establish a more seamless and consistent handoff experience for devices and for applications as they make that transition. Now, a key proof point of this, slide 23, is the work that we're doing with Nokia. Nokia is a key partner of Cisco's, specifically in this arena of business mobility as it relates to fixed mobile convergence and dual mode solutions. Nokia is a key partner for our mobility services engine in terms of looking at how we can effectively deliver the intelligence and work more closely with Nokia to ensure that Nokia's dual mode devices, which by the way are Cisco compatible, Cisco certified to work most effectively with a Cisco infrastructure, but how can we enter into joint development to allow then the handoff experience for these devices and the management of the client device to be integrated into a comprehensive end-to-end solution. Of course, leveraging Cisco's unified communications intelligence here, leveraging the Cisco Unified Wireless Network with, of course, this new mobile intelligent roaming functionality to really deliver then an end-to-end solution for partners like Nokia. And this is really the initial phase here. You can expect to see a lot more integration over time, not just with Nokia themselves, but also with additional third parties as we continue to expand our footprint in this area. But I think it's great to note here that Cisco and Nokia jointly have fairly extensive trials out with a variety of customers, over 400 trials in place today, and dealing with certainly a large number of cross-trained partners that are presenting a common go-to-market avenue for Cisco and Nokia, taking these solutions out to market. Now, slide 24, really kind of closing Cisco Motion, we close really around the concept of a partner ecosystem. And I can't stress enough the importance of partnerships for us in building this broader mobility ecosystem and allowing us really to deliver an architecture and a framework that is going to be of benefit to our customers. And so you can see a mix here of industry-specific partners, folks like GE, Philips, looking primarily at healthcare, technology-specific partners, AeroScout, Pengo, AirTrack, channel partners, folks like Oat Systems, looking at how we deliver specific solutions to manufacturing as an example. Broader industry partners like Oracle that are engaged with us and looking at how they can use context really in a more definitive way to deliver business solutions to their customers. And of course, from a mobile device and asset perspective, some fairly consistent names here in terms of where Cisco is positioned as it relates to partnerships, Nokia, Intel, clearly a key partner of us from a broader perspective. And of course, AeroScout, AirTrack, looking at the endpoints and the asset tags from an RFID perspective. I think the expectation and what you should expect to see from Cisco over the coming certainly 12 months to 24 months is really solidification of the partnership program. Solidification in terms of how we bring partners into this ecosystem, and certainly an expansion of the number of partners. Ultimately, the goal here is to really go to market through a breadth of industry partners, technology partners, allowing us to be much more effective, much more successful in how we can really take these solutions and expand the ability of our IT customers to really take advantage of broader business mobility. So in summary here, and I'll do this briefly so we can get to some Q&A, we really view here that this is a collaborative effort. And, ultimately through collaboration with not only our customers but also with a broader ecosystem of partners, we're really going to make this easier for our customers to be able to take advantage of the breadth of capabilities that mobility provides and do that in a way that allows them to break down the existing silos that they have within their networks. So with that, Cisco Motion is really our strategy for how we can certainly enable IT to be more successful and to do it in a way that's not going to break the bank from an IT resource perspective. So with that, I think we should go ahead and open the forum for questions. Nikki, I don't know if you had any additional thoughts or comments.
That was great. You know, I want to thank you, Chris, and, you know, thank you for spending the time with the analysts, and I think that's a good idea. Operator, if you can poll the audience for questions, that'd be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touch-tone phone. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by 2. Questions will be taken in the order received. Please press star 1 to begin, and we'll pause for a moment while questions compile. Our first question comes from the line of Chris Silver from Forrester Research. Please proceed.
Hi, Chris and Nikki. Thanks again for today's session. I had a question about the IDS-IPS side of this, and I'm a little bit curious to know how extensible sort of IDS-IPS is, given that you have this sort of lingua franca for all these different network protocols, specifically around, we're hearing a lot this week out of Computex about using Wi-Fi as a personal area networking technology, and I'm curious to know if there's any additional work needed or if the IDS-IPS capabilities currently would support differentiation of a 802.11 network and throughput device versus an 802.11-based personal area network device with a different type of throughput, say an input device of some sort.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and it's a great question. You know, I think our view here from an intrusion prevention perspective is really to provide the broadest level of visibility across networks. And you know, for some time, this space, and I think a lot of the independent vendors in this space, again, Air Defense, Airtight, and the like, have kind of grown out of looking at the 802.11 environment only. And our view is that really that's a good start, but it's certainly not, you know, it doesn't present the broadest visibility that our customers ultimately are asking for and really need. So, you know, we do see and we do have the ability for certainly the breadth of 802.11 protocols as it relates to, you know, different use cases, models for how these tools are being used to really, first of all, detect their presence within the network, but then also to be able to classify them, you know, in terms of whether they are friend or foe, so to speak. As you know, I think a key element of this solution, I will say, in the fact that it is being provided as part of the mobility services engine, that's really, you know, of course, by design. And the design behind that, the concept and the methodology behind delivering this as a service in the mobility services engine is because by centralizing it in that way, it allows us to really continue the feature velocity of that solution. So as new elements come in, as new use cases come in, as new technologies come in, we're able to, on a relatively rapid basis, incorporate those potential technologies, which also could, quite frankly, translate into potential threats, into that platform much more rapidly, much more quickly than was previously the case when this was something that was being done as part of a controller. So certainly as it relates to a lot of the new personal area network 802.11 activity, that we obviously have the ability to detect and analyze as part of the existing solution because we support, of course, broad-based 802.11 capabilities. But our view certainly doesn't stop there in terms of looking at how can we not only look beyond that at other areas, so for example, again, Bluetooth, RF technologies like spread spectrum or frequency hopping, older solutions that may be operating in the 2.4 or 5 gigahertz, microwave ovens, et cetera, but expanding that over time into other RF technologies, RFID as an example, WiMAX as another example. We view the need here to provide visibility into the network really as a broad-based activity across not just 802.11 or Wi-Fi networks, but really much more broadly. And of course, to be able to do that, we require a platform that can be, that can support feature velocity, and we do that through, of course, integrating this into the mobility services engine.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touch-tone phone. Our next question comes from the line of Dan O'Connell from Gartner. Please proceed.
Just sort of a basic elementary question here.
about how many simultaneous support with your PSAPs right now from Cisco?
Sorry, I missed part of your question there. You dropped out.
Sure. About how many simultaneous users on Wi-Fi can your PSAP support now, your access points?
Ah, right, okay.
Any problem with that?
Yeah, so typically the load for an access point is highly dependent based on the application, right? So, access points in and of themselves in terms of how many connections they can maintain, we're talking in the hundreds of connections, but that doesn't really refer to, what the experience of the user is in terms of accessing applications. So,
I meant to qualify that with voice over IP. I apologize.
Ah, okay. Thank you. When we look at voice, especially as we move into 802.11n, a lot of our testing today around 802.11n, we're seeing simultaneous consistent voice calls over an 11n access point being in the range of, 26 to 28 simultaneous voice calls over an 11n access point. If you're looking at, existing ABG access points, you're typically going to see around the 8 to 10 range here in terms of, 7 to 10 range for simultaneous voice calls.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touch-tone phone. Our next question comes from the line of Chris Fletcher from AMR Research. Please proceed. Chris, your line is open. You may proceed.
You referenced business mobility solutions with Nokia in slide 23. Are there any other device manufacturers you've got relationships with that you can tell us about? RIM is an obvious one, for example.
So we are certainly in extensive discussions with a variety of device manufacturers. Actually, back in November of last year, Cisco announced our seamless mobile collaboration announcement with a variety of device partners. Nokia was one. RIM was another, HP was another, and I think that you will see us certainly expand this over time. We are in, extensive conversations with obviously, and work for that matter, not just conversations, development work with folks like Apple, around their platform. You've seen some public announcements in that area, specifically as it relates to security with Apple around porting, of course, our VPN and 802.1x technology to those devices. This area for us is a strategic area because we obviously recognize that from a mobility perspective, this is the future. In many respects, it's today, but certainly where the growth is to be had and where we expect a lot of the transition here to happen from an application provisioning perspective is out to the mobile platform. And so, we have already announced, historically close ties with Nokia, with RIM, with HP, working now, of course, with others like Apple as well. And I think you can expect to see more and more and tighter integration with these device manufacturers over time.
Yeah, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, our last question comes from the line of Alaa Syed from Frost & Sullivan. Please proceed.
Sorry, I couldn't quite make the question out. I think we're having a little trouble with your line.
Okay. Okay. Well, with that, since for some reason that question didn't come through, why don't we go ahead and close the call? And I want to thank you all again for joining us and listening to our vision and strategy as it relates to mobility. And Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time to share this with our analyst audience. So if you have any additional questions or any requests, please let myself know, Nikki Hall or Elena Moscow, and we'll be happy to follow up with you. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect. Good day.